This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 1st. Room for others. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 25. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The life of following Christ isn't just about me, me, me. The Gospels challenge us repeatedly to devote our lives to living for others. Jesus equates serving others with serving God. All too often, though, our lives become consumed by our own plans. Our schedules may be filled with important, honorable things to do, yet we often risk focusing only on our own plans and missing out on the opportunities God gives us to make room for others in life. Matthew repeatedly stresses that if we love God, we will inevitably love others. In fact, if we don't love others, our love for God is in question. Love in action is not just for the people closest to us, but also for the people who are marginalized, suffering, and in need. When we care for such people, we are actually showing our love for Jesus. For many of us, the thought of showing hospitality tends towards shared time with friends and family. But do we consider hospitality as an active expression of our faith? The Bible calls us to welcome the stranger and practice hospitality. More than making room, hospitality calls for Christians to be ready even for the unexpected. While our deeds of compassion and mercy are not the means by which we enter God's kingdom, they show that we are part of God's family. Pray with me. Lord, help us to see the opportunities you give us to care for others. Make us generous in compassion and care as we live each moment today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.